I've been rehabbing each and every day. You know, I've been running, you know, even before this point. So, you know, we just go out there and see how I go.
All right, welcome back in. Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Can I interest you, in the words of Landry Locker, not necessarily in a stat, but in a critique?
Of course.
What if I told you that Willie McGinnis thinks that the Texans' defense is going to be one of the team defenses in the second half of the season to surge?
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
I would not be surprised.
Hey, if anybody would know, it's Willie McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans front seven is finally healthy and does a great job attacking opposing offenses in different ways. With J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, and Whitney Mercilus, defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, my former D.C. in New England, is able to use versatile fronts and different looks. Watt and Clowney have a combined total of 14.5 sacks this season, tied for second most by a team duo. Even with a banged-up secondary, this caliber of pass rush will put a ton of pressure on the quarterback, which will help the back end tremendously. Coming off a bye week, the Texans are allowing just 20.4 points per game, seventh in the NFL, heading into games against Washington and Tennessee to close out November.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, that's sound reasoning right there as far as I'm concerned.
And you got help in the secondary coming.
Yeah.
What do we expect out of Aaron Colvin? Do we expect him now that he's... I mean, because I feel like with the Texans, because you've been able... In a lot of ways, I think because... Excuse me. Because they've had to kind of make do with different guys in that defensive backfield,
mm-hmm.
you can go ahead and just play Aaron Colvin. And I know Stanford's talked about this time and time again. Just leave Aaron Colvin in the slot.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Right, I mean, that's what he is.
I mean, where did he cut his teeth? Where did he make, you know, his most money, you know, in this league was in the slot. I get that he wanted to be an outside guy and called himself an outside guy and said there was no difference, but there's a difference.
There's a huge difference.
There's a big difference. I mean, there absolutely is. Plus, you already have your groove, you know, without him. You know, on the outside.
What's your favorite line, Henry? You wanted to be 2 inches taller, too, and it just didn't work out that way. Yeah. So,
it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, you would buy into that, right? Just put him in the slot and just leave him there.
That's where he's done everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you've noticed him from.
Yeah.
That's where he's best. I mean, play you where you're most effective with this team in the slot. Let's leave him in the slot.
Right.
You know a thing or two, and, of course, this is our boy Henry Thomas, the pride of the fo-fo. In studio, courtesy of Tom Peacock Cadillac. Real quick, we're going to do the think tank here in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, the front seven. Listen, I mean, if there's one group outside of, say, Zach Cunningham, who was a limited participant in practice yesterday. Real quick, when they say limited in practice, what does that mean? What do you do?
You only do probably teamwork, no individual.
Okay, so like, what? Give me an example of what you might do in a limited.
Like the walkthrough type stuff?
Like everything is team. You might, and team is always thud, so you're not taking everybody down to the ground, but you're seeing it at a three-quarter speed. You're seeing the plays that you need to see. Individual period is usually full go workout type thing where you work on your individual techniques for that position.
Okay.
So limited usually just means teamwork only, where you're just going to see your plays that you're going to see in the game. You're still running. You're still thumping, but you're not tackling or bringing everybody down.
All right. And so the thing about that is, and because I'm guessing when you're doing the team stuff is what you're seeing, you're going through what you think the other team is going to do.
Exactly.
And so that way they get a look at what, you know, what to expect on Sunday, presumably.
You're pretty much just sitting around waiting for team.
Okay. So what are they doing during individual? Just riding the bike?
No. Doing individual, you're either doing
conditioning.
You're doing your rehab stuff.
They
come out and do rehab all year. Exercise, whatever it is, to strengthen whatever's hurting.
Well, I will say the one group that has probably been, and I don't want to say the least immune to getting hurt so far, but it's probably been the front seven. I mean, the one thing, and that's probably the group that is, I mean, outside of Christian Covington, which let's go, call it what it is, we've kind of expected him to get hurt. But, you know, DJ Reader.
The D lineman.
Got, swell Fuller. Guy. Christian is a great,
great
human
guy,
being,
but
he just can't
stay on
the field.
D-line.
He is the Fuller of the D line. There's no question about that. But, you know, DJ Reader's been solid. Angelo Blackson, I think, has not got enough credit for what he's done. Brandon Dunn has been pretty damn good so far. I mean, tell you what, if there's a guy that's been kind of underrated and as underrated as defensive linemen get, Brandon Dunn's pretty much been that guy going into this game against a guy like an Alex Smith. What are you trying to prepare for?
Him escaping. The big thing about it, when he is going really well and the game's going good for him, you underestimate it. Don't hit that button. But he does have a
sneaky
speed.
He really does.
You could feel it coming.
Let me ask you this. If Alex Smith was black, would you still say that?
No, it'd be terribly slow. Now you can hit the bell.
So that's the biggest thing is just the whole keep contained with it. Because here's the thing. You
keep the pressure on him and keep him contained. Because, I mean, he's going to get flustered.
You ain't worried about him throwing deep, right?
You're not worried about him throwing deep. And that's where you have to get immediate upfront pressure on him because he's not throwing the deep balls. Yeah. He's looking for the 8 yards, 7 yards, and those routes happen fast.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. All right, Landry, you know what time it is.
All right, 713-572-4610 to get in. The number one segment in the city, in the nation, in the country, everywhere. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Nobody gives a damn. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I got a good story for y'all today. A couple months ago, I loaned a family member $100, and I told them I ain't want it back because, you know, I was doing pretty good. Then today, out of nowhere, I was down on my foot and I ain't have nothing. Boom, they hit my cash out with $100, man. More of the story, man. Look out for your people if they look out for you.
Damn.
Amen to that.
That's good
man.
Karma, too. Good karma.
Amen to that. What's your line? You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
Can't pick your family. I'm bust.
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't loan a lot of money to them. Because I still haven't seen what I have loaned, but not to all my friends either. Jesus.
You're on the think tank. Go.
What the hell have I done?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Damn, I just lost.
Hey.
It happens.
Hey, go get you another
Come
one.
Come on, brother. Come
Be
on.
Be rabbit.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Houston weather is bipolar. I went to work in 3 layers of clothes 2 hours ago, and now I'm about to get booty-ass naked and wash my car.
It's a bit much. It's a bit much, Joe.
Yeah, don't send any pictures
thanks
out.
For sharing.
We don't need all
yeah.
that. You're better than that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Freddie D.
Yeah.
Much love and pass the kid down, Dina, for you. Bridget the Midget is looking for you.
Shout out to the Get Down, Dina, my friends over at Cayman Cargo. You know what the deal is.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
Earl
back.
Here. I've been on a little bit of a hiatus chasing after that majestic mountain of a man with a born to kill tattoo, Baker Mayfield. And when he said he woke up feeling dangerous, boy, he woke up feeling dangerous. So now I'm packing my bags and going to Kansas City to chase after that Kermit the Frog sounding ketchup on his steak eating, I'll lick you to get high, Patrick Mahomes. Because I really want to be his Miss Piggy. Thank you.
My goodness.
Was that really him? Ow. That wasn't really Earl, was it? Was that the original Earl?
I think so.
I think so. I think so. Yeah, listen, you guys already know my theory on that.
Did Earl just start playing for the other team?
He didn't just start. No, Earl's been dropping those hints for a while now. So
isn't it dark in that closet? But he's stepping right on out of there. Isn't he just jumped right out of there.
Yep.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Man, I got a follow-up, Earl. Hey, I think that, man, I don't know what the world of Turd Ferguson is, man, but until Bill O'Brien wins something that matters, he ain't nothing in this city, man. Stop giving that guy credit.
Well, you got to give him some credit.
Right. Got to give him a little.
He's
what is he, 37, 36?
Pretty average.
That's last time
Pretty
I checked.
Pretty average.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Andale.
Butt dial. Butt dial. Come on.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Same guy?
What's going on here?
It's rough.
Yeah, man.
What's
rough.
Going on here?
Smoke shop.
Come on, let's get it together.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I chip on Paychex, and I've been working my fingers off, so I want to tell y'all that I might have a little surprise coming for y'all at 1 o'clock. Arian Foster's calling in to end the loop, baby. Paychex Rob put his clout to the jelly test.
See if Arian Foster calls now, thanks to Paychex.
Man, Paychex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just in town, right?
He's coming.
No,
to
he's
town.
Coming next week. Yeah. He'll next be here week, next week. Right. I mean, he still lives. I mean, he lives in Houston. So yeah, next week.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think vegetarians that eat animal crackers are just plain hypocrites.
Oh, I see what he did there.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that we will win the football game. I think we'll win every football game. We're going to be winning the first of 12 consecutive Super Bowls. J.D. Clowney will win Defensive Player of the Year. Every player on our team will win Defensive Player of the Year, even on offense.
Even on offense.
That sounded like a Tim Tebow speech.
It did. Even the offensive guys will be spirited. Defensive Player of the Year.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Yo, I think when it's 50 to 70 degrees, HPD, whoever, Harris County, Sheriff's Department, they need to let you smoke with the windows down because it's that beautiful weather. What you think, Freddie D? It's Nappy Nap back with the rap. Nappy Nap back with the rap. You know it's never written, only spitting. That fire. I'm here to inspire these Houston Texans fans to understand. Losing ain't bad. We winning and they still snitching about B.O.B. Now, I ain't saying you should kiss his booty. He's still trash. He's still softer than the Houston Dash. That butt chin is really taking it all in like a black hole with my boy Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Oh, my God.
That might be one of the best freestyles we've heard. He just quoted butt chin, Stephen Hawking, black hole.
Oh, man.
That's tough, man. That was good right there.
You would have been terrible.
You're on the think tank. Go. Black
hole. I think that.
Uh-oh.
Rapping Duke here. Woke up quick. Don't feel like June. Got to castrate a bull named Carmelo soon. Cruising down the street in my hoodie, yo. Zipping the zippers. Dissing my foes. I went to the park to shoot some hoops. Saw a hoodied loafy scooping Gibson poop. A car rolls up. Who can it be? A zipperless hoodied up Freddie D. He rolled down his window and started to say, that's a jacket, not a hoodie, then hit the beltway. But he later jogged by. His pace was lasting. I think it's that fancy intermediate fasting. Because the boys in the hoodies are repping hard. So talking your trash, Belichick will leave you scarred. Keeping you warm and on your head they fit. Don't frown me, boy. Zip, zippity, zip.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Good.
Wow.
That was
way
good.
Better. That was much better. Much better.
And that was timely.
Good. Yeah. Rappin' Duke. It's the best one yet.
Rappin' Duke.
Oh, yeah, nice hoodie, by the way, Lynch.
Yeah, that is a hoodie.
That's what I've heard. You're on the big take. Go.
This is Gupta again.
Hi.
And hi. How are you, John?
Very good, thank you.
Did I get you yesterday? I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of knew it wasn't. I didn't know it was you, but I knew it wasn't the original.
Yeah, I need to work on my Espanol. But anyways, carrying on, I think the concept of boneless wings is pretty ridiculous. It's just a chicken nugget covered in sauce. It doesn't make any sense.
That's actually a good point.
Gupta's the best.
That's a great take.
That's a great point.
That might be the best take of the day so far.
Really good point.
Yeah. That's really the truest.
But I still like boneless wings. You're on a think tank. Go.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I think I still hear Stafford around talking about peeing down your leg. The Chiefs,
Seriously? I mean, what, are Texans fans talking smack? Yeah, because tell me how many Super Bowls you guys have been to.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
Go. Smoked it. You're on the think tank. Go.
I hurt myself today.
Johnny Cash.
To see if it's still real. Oh, king of choppy steps. A cancer on the field. So good luck with that be more. There aren't no takesies backs. But shout out to Paul Gallant, cause all this hate I have.
And oh, he shut up. It's the most.
And you know it's FedEx in it, baby.
Yeah,
Have a good day, baby.
Wow, that's changing styles right there. Yeah.
That was good.
Jumping all over Paul.
Just went hurt on him.
Paula G, get him off you.
You're on the think tank. Go.
My name is Opancho. I work in the con show. I make it $5 a day. I go see a Lucy. She give me some bleep and take my $5 away. Ole!
There you go. Thank you very much for the radio edit. Very much appreciated. Let's go five more.
What in the world was that?
Man, five more. Fire today.
Five more. This is strong. This is very strong. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think the AFC South is the fourth best division in the NFL.
Thank you for that take,
sir. Probably good.
Okay. All right.
Four more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, guys. F. Bomb Lauren.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Thank goodness. I like when she calls.
It's not a hot take, and I'm sorry. I know I'm annoying for that, but I think y'all got to give my PV volleyball team a shout-out as we head to Mississippi for our conference tournament trying to win this championship.
Hey, F-Bomb Lauren. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure you got a lot of
how
new
many,
fans.
How many new followers did you get?
probably a solid 50, I would say.
Yeah, that's
good. There you go. Not bad.
All right, shout out to Prairie View
Volleyball. Going to Mississippi this weekend, and trying to win a conference championship.
You know she's
going to
be dropping some F-bombs there. Oh, boy.
Expect it and less.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, three more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Get your radio down, Chief.
Cam out. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Jay Spears, man. I think the Texans about to wreck this weekend. Check it out. Your boy Deshaun Watson is about to have 300 yards. D-Hop and Demaryius Thompson. Thomas going to have one TD each. And the defense going to put up four sacks in that 35-12 beatdown, baby. Ooh. Yes, sir.
Got you down.
35-12 beatdown.
Finally getting three.
Two more. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 Really?
Smoked it like Clint Capella hair. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that, God bless him, if C.J. Fedorowicz hadn't retired, we'd be stuck with him and Griffin, and we wouldn't have gotten either of the Jordans, and I might have to cry a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Good thought. All right, you got the final word. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think telephone poles are just trees that got jobs.
Well, they kind of are.
Wow.
They're just trees that have you guys.
They're trees that
were,
did something with themselves.
You guys were phenomenal today. Yeah. You guys, pat yourself. Can we get one more of those clapping sounders? Because you guys are the real MVP of this program today. My God, that was one of the best think tanks we've ever had.
It was good.
It was solid.
It was the Henry Thomas influence, is what it was. You just make people around you better, Henry.
That's what I do. That's what I've heard. That I mean, that's so many people.
Get three guys in the Hall of Fame. Why can't you get that phone call? Anyway, let's pick that scab.
Yes, thank you
that is the All Pro Henry Thomas in studio. 93
and a half
career sacks. Give him some love, people. Give him some love for that nose, that half sack. All right, coming up next. Allegedly, Bobby Fino is supposed to call in, so we'll wait patiently for that. But until then, we get the real Bobby Fino here, the one, the only, the pride of the fo-fo, the one, the only Henry Thomas, talking all things Texans as they get ready off the bye week for the Washington Redskins. Anything? And I tell you what. We'll ask Henry this. What is it like playing against your former team? And is there that vitriol that allegedly Swearinger has? And is it misplaced? We'll ask Henry next. Don't go anywhere. It's in the loop.